department who informed us about events that did not involve me, like, for example, they opened, I didn't know they had opened up a, for the first time in history, an exhibit of Negro art.
We knew about that.
They were apparently didn't, because what happened was that, but at the time that Connie Stewart scheduled the opening, they had the president of Tuskegee and all these blacks there. Nobody covered it because, and had us, Jagger had scheduled a briefing with Laos at that same time. That was, you see, you gotta coordinate the two, that's what I mean.
That's what we're meeting every week now.
Which that should never happen, no, in fact, I should have gone over to that opening myself. And you would, see, oh, I know that little black book thing that I did, but it's a question of the trick.
Said, well,
okay, but, you know, that's, so, I don't think
maybe we should have had that over there, and maybe black folks over there, you know, they should see.
Okay, the argument, the other way is that you overdo all the, you know, carry away with the blacks.
I don't know, that should have been. I just wanted one event, that was it, that was the one I had, I had over there, that's what I meant, or, I did, or not have the blacks in here with books. But I would have frankly emphasized that rather than have the blacks in here with books, that didn't get much coverage. Because we had none of them that day.
The black art did get a lot of coverage, so did the book that day.
The art did?
Yeah, right.
I'll give you this stuff on there, I want to go.
The record should be better.
I just, be sure that Zigger doesn't put on a thing which he has some, maybe it got coverage, hell, I don't care anything about the damn thing, except that we should double up on an event.
Well,
these men, lots of those events are very, very good that they do over there. In other words, she has the, you know, the BFW wives and all that sort of thing. is worth doing, don't you?
Well, it's just LEAA revenue sharing. See, we're saying for specific revenue sharing, I thought what we sent first up. Maybe then we get the consumer message on that, so back on the hell of it, I'm not gonna, I do not.
Well, I suppose I should say, no, what do you think?
I don't think you should.
I can't feel that there's much to say on that. We can't really bother that sort of thing. We're not really in the demagogue class. The great story of the time I came today is at least seen. I saw one by Helen Thomas, which was mainly good, but not very sparky because they didn't catch Manola. But it was a good story. It's sparky too because it had the analyzing, it had the caffeine in it, but it didn't have Manola. Manola had about how she wanted to close to see the family together, and she got up and their heart full to her room.
Yeah,
that's right. Sold out, that's right. The female that I met, I was your grief on Manola. Has got a great sense of humor. And that's in there, in this one. And it says, it closes with the little ending note where it says, Manola was she gets into trouble too. For example, there was the time that he lit a fire in your fireplace at San Clemente and it almost burned the house down. And it said, irate White House aides demanded to know what he had done. And he says, maybe next time I won't smoke pot in the basement. Paper. Well, that's the second way of the fairly, I thought I wrote a memorandum to everybody, but I'm shorter than last year.
I think you did. I deliberately not put that in, so I don't think you care. If you don't pay much attention to it after this, it doesn't mean anything, believe me.
Okay, now we've got, small business, super high level business group briefing today, that it might be, what they're suggesting is that we run them through here at the beginning of the open hour this morning. They're awful high level. It's,
good briefing.
Whitehead, Packard, and McCracken. It's a, economic programs, discovering a whole bunch of stuff that's series of needs setting up. Who's coming is Ronis, Lily Tar, Carol Janine, Bob Galvin, Pat Hagerty, and Sam Wiley.
I know all the coming, just all coming with.
Yeah, I know. And the question is whether it's, I did, because they're so high level, I don't think you should run them through. No. If you're seeing Sam Wiley,
I can't do it unless I enterprise. I don't really think I can run them through since I saw High Ronis last week. I see Pat Hagerty, I saw Pat Hagerty in the science thing. I can't do it. I'm not going to sit down with them.
I don't have it. The thought was, the end of their thing should be to start to open the door out and then you run.
Let me see that. You know what I mean? It's fine if they just come through and I thank them for coming in. Appreciate for giving the benefit or maybe something like that. But, man, don't think I'm not going to have an hour with them. I'm not going to spend the time.
Yeah.
It's not fair. I mean, when I do it, I just have to spend an hour.
Yeah,
I want to spend an hour, I do. Or do you agree that if, I don't think this is the time to turn. If I were to pick a group, I wouldn't pick that to do my hour. But they're good, but not. Just run them through for the handshake. Yeah, it's okay, if you want.
And on Wednesday, we weren't going to have you in this, but I think we ought to reconsider, and I don't think I even raised it with you. They're bringing in the, what they call a federal executive board, what it is the head, our regional office heads,
yeah,
of the 25 executive boards. You met with them,
yeah,
last June. This will also include the regional councils. They're bringing them in for a, there'll be 100 people there.
Yeah.
The, on reorganization, yeah, primarily. And they're the ones that are going to have to carry it out.
Do we invite them or in the civil service?
They are
civil service.
Basically civil service.
Yeah, oh, but they want me to say.
They just want you to say the same kind of thing as you've said on the, you know, these other meetings. So work up a briefing thing. I haven't had a work on
other briefing.
But
I finally got it.
The problem is it's Wednesday.
I finally got it in the way for this kind of a meeting, an excellent briefing paper. Apparently Rumsfeld in it or something, I think. The one that was sent in here on the Menorah with Wiley and the rest. It didn't cover all of it, but the point is, if you might show up to Henry, did you notice it by any chance?
Yeah, I did.
One sentence on every item. One sentence, that's all. Just saying, say this, say that, say that. You know what I mean? Just so that I'm familiar with it. Without
that saying, you might want to read
out a question for a whole long detailed business about everything. But he really covered it extremely well. I marked it for, I thought you'd be interested to see it. It'll also give Rumi a little bit of,
yeah.
I'll see this group, but 5 minutes, not now.
Well, that's all I'm talking about.
These people are hard people. We hire them. Not
really my company.
That's right. It's presidential. Who's meeting them? Who's doing it? Is this?
Schultz is setting it up, and so they're doing it in the theater. You walk over to the theater. That doesn't interrupt what we had as a clear day Wednesday, but we'll do it at midday here in that
room. I'll do it.
Time then.
Do it. Do it at 2 o'clock or something. I don't have the radio. I don't hear my homework.
What's the next step?
This Wednesday, I don't care what time of day it is. Wednesday's fine. Anytime, in other words, at the beginning of the meeting, it's fine. It's the best time.
Yeah. Passes to state heads to reconsider inviting the Premier of Malaysia, Prime Minister of Malaysia, Razak.
I won't have it.
Argument. Reorient Malaysian foreign policy in the direction of digitalization. compensation, that's a regular purpose of American intentions from you directly, which would have to be a benefit of ours. Receiving in San Clemente in March, but you're not going to be in San Clemente. We don't have a state visit in March.
No. Can't have a state visit for the Prime Minister of Malaysia. He's not going to do it.
What about an official, let him come in for consultation and then meet with him or something like that?
You say he can't do it.
He's not going to do it. And this foreign thing for next Monday, is that still?
Oh, you mean have the dinner next Monday?
No, not the dinner. This is me going out to Iowa or someplace. Maybe you talk with John about it.
Well, it's fine if Whittaker. I don't, Whittaker couldn't possibly get together at that time. I mean, it's a crowd, a speech, everything. Is that what he's planning? I don't think it's enough time for planning. That's my first answer.
There's enough time for planning. As long as we don't do a public meeting. What they were talking about was holding a meeting where there'd be a briefing on revenue sharing, rural growth, and then you listening to the problems of farmers, a session. We would release our farm message at that time. What they're after is trying to take the seat by the Democrats.
All right.
I'm going to Ottawa because that's where you were.
Maybe it was not scary to me. I don't know. I think it's too. No, I would have wanted. But I don't think you could be that cute. Come on, it's a lousy little town. Well, it isn't hard to get to because you have some heritage.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't really feel that strongly. I'm not an accepted. It kind of feels.
Well, they're working on a plan, which I'll go over today, and let's see what we got on.
Yeah, you know, you work it out. Of course I'll do it. One thing about that, they've been talking about the farm man when you get into it. Whittaker came in and said, well, we thought that he recommended Palmby, Clarence Palmby. On the White House,
The guy that I'm seeing now is
Spencer.
Spencer, yeah.
Well, let me tell you why you're in Palmby now so you can put the argument. Why didn't you turn it down? I recommend that he's exactly what we don't need. He's a program man. We don't need a program man on the farm. We're going to go to agriculture and get that, you know. Yeah. What we need is somebody to give the farmer, you know, pat him on the ass and, you know, be enthusiastic. And we care about farmers and that sort of thing. And that's why I went to Spitzer. Now, Palmby knows a lot more than Spitzer. Spitzer will be in our hair all the time and the rest, but he'll be very enthusiastic. I think that's the right line. Do you agree or not?
Absolutely.
And I think of all of our staff now, when you're doing the therapy kind of thing, like a Negro, that's why I like Bob Brown. Bob Brown probably doesn't know anything about Negroes, but at least he's sort of like, he's our guy.
Well, he doesn't care. He isn't worried about any of black programs. He's worried about how to keep the blacks
always packing on hands.
Yeah.
And Clarence Palmby, because you ever seen the dollar, and always this typical farm. And he just put a paw on the whole place. I mean, Palmby in the White House, leaving the hell over in agriculture. But I think Spitzer provided agriculture. He's a guy that's, you know, he's always, you remember the campaign, enthusiastic,
yeah.
Setting up meetings, bringing in farmers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's probably too Farm Bureau oriented, I don't know.
That's the
how about Joe Parker? Are they working on him too?
Who? Joe Parker?
Yeah, I mentioned him. He was with me in the herd committee, Joe Parker.
Oh, yeah. There's a problem with him.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's a lobbyist for the cotton people. And he got caught stealing. No, it wasn't nearly that bad, but it created an equal surge. He was sitting in they had an executive session, the Agriculture Committee.
Oh,
and he sat in. Well, he wasn't supposed to be there. He sunk himself in somehow and then used the information with his clients.
Parker is very
Which raises another question we were shooting for, and I still think it's a good idea of taking, the possibility of taking the first domestic background trip on the 5th. See, if you do the press marketing conference Thursday night on foreign policy, it might be a damn good thing to move out on a domestic policy background. Well, the suggestion, their recommendation for the first one is New York. And they're talking about Buffalo, Syracuse, or Rochester. Where I think we ought to go forward, I think it's best. It's better than Rochester.
Well, you see, you've got universities in both Syracuse and Rochester to begin with. You've got one in Buffalo, I don't think it's quite so bad.
Now, their recommendation is Buffalo.
Right, bigger paper, bigger kind.
Right.
That's an extremely friendly paper.
Not serious, that's all. Yeah, okay, that's fine. Let him put the guy on second, so he can come in second, but otherwise I can't see. I'm just not going to take the time off, so.
Have you got both of those things cleared?
Oh, yeah. What we can do is run him on, not the day of, but the day before, the at noon. On that period, taking an hour off.
All right. Pick him off.
Okay.
Do the second set of...
You're set to do David's graduation. That's on Friday the 12th, which is when you were going to Florida. You might as well just go on a tour from there, but you know, that's what I'm trying to do. And, you know, we'll do a little...
But don't do them, I
sure. Because it's just the fact that Jackie Gleason on there, and there's been so much fuss about his training, that him, you know, his riding on an airplane, just in itself will be a good story. You should have the average evening session again.
Yeah, the VFW. I want to do, we know we should do the VFW this year, right?
Yes, sir.
At least next year. The only problem I have here is that Alex Shanahan, of course, is a fellow from California, our great firm from the Legion, coming out to it. Well, just do both this year. Well, I don't know, maybe you don't, well, no, except you're going to get, against any Democrats, you're going to get a hell of a reception at it, at a Legion convention.
I vote for sure.
Well, I'll see you later. Both conventions are in Texas, unfortunately, one's in Houston, one's in Dallas this year. But we've already told the VFW, I think we should do them this year.
And you did the Legion dinner.
I did the Legion dinner.
Let's go on the basis of not being a Legion, which is what they understand now.
Yeah. Yeah, but you might take a pop of gold, and you just never know, you may have to pay every damn audience or main audience you can.
That's right.
That may be a better way, for example, than the new rallies.
Sure.
See what I mean?
Yes.
A spray night, do a convention, and then all the things you don't make aren't expected to make a blow.
It's not political, and
but you work it out. That's kind of what I want. He's asked to come in to report on his trip abroad, and apparently we got to do very about him and get him in. He should come in. He's a good friend. Let's do it. Those Bob, too. And if we don't want it done in this case, do people like Elon when they leave?
Well, probably not.
She told me she got a nice note from Jay, which is fine. But I think anybody that is that close in, you know, like Elon or Shelley or somebody, should have a note from me. So have a note for her, dear Harry, and prepare that she's been, you know.
And we can tell her, and well, that would be a little special, because she's a damn good,
well, she's a black cereal for us, and she knows she's been treated well, she knows there's no damn racism in this place, and I think she'd be great, and she'll get a little note from me, how much it really does get up, you know, and how her pain on the fact that she's her, that she, so many people would have come in the office for the living of their day by her. Straight get the material that they like over there in crisis. Their letter writer, whoever he is. Because I've been through that. Should Harry Denby come in sometime? Haven't seen much of him. By grace, if you remember, you said to me that we ought to. Now that her is gone, of the letters to special editors and/or columnists and/or TV people, rather.
Or what kinds of letters?
Well, I mean, I don't write anything.
The thank you letter.
Like good guys, Crosby Noyes or somebody like that. I'm speaking. I just get his.
If they're letters from you,
yeah.
But this client's office, client never has been doing that. That it is.
But then we have some
good operation. Is that?
Yeah. Did Crosby Noyes get one? I'm curious.
Let me check and see.
That's a good test because he's the best columnist.
I'm sure we'll find he did. They generally now and still should go over client signature. But client doesn't, you know, it isn't a matter of his.
No, not.
Now you're talking about the ones that go over your
signature. No, I should have my signature. Heard me write people saying the president was pleased with this and that and the other thing.
Yep.
But I think there are occasionally ones should go for my signature, not too often.
You have to do it in the Wall Street Journal. Did you see that?
Yeah, I read that.
And the Christian Science Monitor. You have to worry about it in terms of trends.
Worry about it in terms of whether they are getting across the line to a great number of people.
Well, and watching them, and like the Agnes Waller thing, you know, using those as your weather vanes for what the pitch is going to be. Because then it reflects well every
the idea that, well, when they write something in a column then this week, that's a signal that's going to the accompanying attack. It's sort of the opening gun across the bow.
That's right.
Yeah.
lack of confidence. I was simply saying that it's a question of confidence, not a question of signal. But Arthur, everybody gets the signal, as you well know. When you say something like that, that runs through the time. He sent his, I was rather, he instantly sent his transcript over to me because he said that is the point I said. The rest of you guys to divide.
I don't
know that kind of criteria.
Okay. Did you ever get a system by any chance?
What, a follow-up? Just let it go?
I don't need to go.
Yes, down. Yes, I
don't
know.
Was he pleased? Because I heard that he did a hell of a good job. Just say, Bridges did a good job yesterday. I heard he did a good job. That's right. But the point is that both those calls were doing the thing, Bob, and they're Cisco even more blatant than anybody else. And saying, well, the president did this and that and the other thing. You know, they're stepping up to it.
Cisco's wasn't as good as you heard it was. I mean, that, it was on the president's stuff. He did a hell of a job on the general approach. And he had a couple good points on how strong president. Rumsfeld had a damn good one. We're getting these guys turned, all right, for this kind of stuff. Rumsfeld, we're getting more voice from the information question. Well, you look at what happened on the press on the road. He went over and did the YRs and didn't make a salary in the afternoon. And they just covered the other. So there were 1,100 in there listening to me. There were 40 out listening to McCloskey at the same time.
McCloskey's up.
Of the 40, 20 were out there with signs saying impeach McCloskey and things like that. At the end of the session, they passed a resolution praising the president and his policies. They passed another resolution condemning McCloskey. None of that was reported. All that was reported was that McCloskey staged a rally outside the Republican, the YR meeting. And he said the AP was in there covering it. John took on Larry O'Brien on his half-ass domestic program. Not one line of it was reported. And it was newsworthy because if I take it from O'Brien, I didn't bother.
They had no illusions.
I know.
The press is the behind talk, despite what Bill Rogers says and so forth about the fact that, well, let's put it this way, we still have the big guns. We still have the big guns.
And we keep using our big
guns. I have to go on to do it. It's a hell of a goddamn thing to do, but
it's astonishing.
It's terrible.
At his level, there's 1,100 people. Each you got a standing ovation. You know, they cheered and screamed and hollered. The world will never know.
Yeah, well, McCloskey, I didn't get Reagan. I called him just getting. Could you follow up on that by any chance? Are you one of the, who's the one that's close to Reagan or on who we decided to break it?
Different people. Actually, Agnew is
how they all met.
That's
right. Well, why don't you have Agnew call and say, I don't want Agnew, though, Dave McCloskey on. I think it's just as good to get. I may almost have been.
Not out in Europe, maybe it's someone that.
Right.
Oh, that does sound right. I mean, it
mine
puts in my view of the derivative side. My brother John really isn't.
Other than that, sure. Well, John deserves to get there. I burned my ass. I saw it. I said, God damn it, John did all that. But it showed you what matters, Bob. Is the TV. Except for our little one. He hasn't been able to think of it and do anything on that. Wilson, I didn't think we could. My feeling on that is that sort of thing probably isn't worth our while. I think you put your finger on it unless you have to be in the middle of the day or, you know, when you're on TV, you know. Kind of write it. But we'll put it this way, they may write it going on a print and or say anything about it. We got something the next morning on one program.
We got on two. We got on both CBS and NBC.
Was it on both?
Yeah.
Anything. Back on the other side, what is your evaluation now of both that and the and our office press conference in terms of
you got some playback on the office press conference again. You get fallout from it all along.
Yeah. I think
educational meeting. And let